Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The fifth week of the 2022 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house is passed. The deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house is Thursday, February the 10th. County supervisors' salary measure passes out of their respective chambers. Senate Bill 2719 and House Bill 527 has passed out of their originating chambers. Now both bills will be considered in its opposite chamber and taken under consideration. MAS will keep you updated regarding the status of these bills. One of two cash in lieu measures survived the February 1st deadline. As you can recall, last year MAS worked to get a measure passed called the Medicare in lieu bill. This created an opportunity to offer for counties to offer to their employees an opportunity to transition from Medicare and away from the county's health benefit plan. Unfortunately, we found out that the federal government regarding Medicare regulations deemed it illegal to treat one group different from another. To try to resolve this problem, we've introduced Senate Bill 2867 and House Bill 843. Senate Bill 2867 did not survive the February 1st deadline, but we still have House Bill 843 alive to offer a cash in lieu instead of a Medicare in lieu, which is a methodology that will allow everyone to participate and provide options in terms of transitioning from the county's benefit plan to another. This measure, House Bill 843, has passed the House chamber by a vote of 117-3. It will now head to the Senate chamber for consideration. Rural fire truck measure passes out the House floor chamber. On Wednesday, February the 2nd, the House floor chamber passed out House Bill 842 by a vote of 118-3. This measure authorizes two additional rounds for rural fire trucks for counties. Note, this measure will now head to the Senate chamber for consideration. Proposed measure to increase fire truck protection funds, introduced and passed out of committee. House Bill 819. House Bill 819 increases the fire protection fund for counties and municipalities, raising it from $4,850,000 to $7,500,000. This measure also establishes a $30,000 minimum distribution to all counties as a base, and then the rest of the distribution shall be based on population. In addition, this measure adds to what the Fire Rebate Fund can spend on in terms of emergency medical service training, emergency medical service equipment, and just emergency medical service. Note, this measure currently resides on the House floor chamber. Senate chamber passes measure to increase purchasing threshold. Senate Bill 2371. On Thursday, February the 3rd, the Senate chamber passed Senate Bill 2371 by a vote of 51-0. This measure increases from $50,000 to $75,000 for purchases from the lowest and best bidder without publishing or posting advertisement for bids, provided that at least two competitive bids have been obtained. Note, this measure will now head to the House chamber for consideration. Providing two or more counties authorization to contract with the Justice Court Clerk. House Bill 1017. On Wednesday, February the 2nd, the House chamber passed House Bill 1017 by a vote of 117-4. House Bill 1017 gives two or more counties the discretion to appoint one person to serve as a Justice Court clerk for their Justice Court system. Note, this measure will now head to the Senate for consideration. Comprehensive E-911 measure passes out of Senate Technology Committee, Senate Bill 2531. On Tuesday, February the 1st, the Senate Technology Committee passed out Senate Bill 2531. This measure creates the Mississippi Emergency Communications Act. This measure has 20 sections. Sections 1 through 9 is the new language, Section 10 through 19 is current law, and Section 20 is the date of effectiveness. The following sections that I am about to disclose are sections to really keen in and focus on regarding the impact that this bill can really have to local government. Section 2 involves key definitions such as defining the Emergency Communication Service Fund, the ENG 911 Implementation Fund, and the ENG 911 Fund. ENG stands for Next Generation. Section 3. This section establishes the Board of Government. And regarding this Board of Governance, we, as the Mississippi Association of Supervisors, will have an appointee to it. Section 3 also explains the authoritative role of the director of this newly created authority. It also discloses the authority's purpose, explains the authority's mandate, and it breaks down the surcharge distribution regarding communication devices. Section 6 breaks down the discretion given to county boards of supervisors to levy up to $4 for the surcharge for commercial landlines, wireless prepaid and postpaid, and voice over internet protocol devices. Section 9 identifies the time frame that the counties will have to adopt their next generation 911 plan, which will be no later than December the 31st of 2027. Note, this measure currently resides on the Senate floor calendar. This ends this week's MAS Legislative Update. Please stay tuned for our next update next week. Thank you.